rim, I think it would just be the wooden piece. Well, we have called metal. I've had it called, you know, the metal part of the wagon end too, but it's actually the steel tire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the tire goes around the outside of the
rim.
Oh, okay. If you have a, say a wagon or so, what would you call the things the traces are fixed to?
Single trees.
Okay. And if you have two horses, each one has a single tree.
That's a double tree.
Okay. And if a man was had a load of wood in his wagon and was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling a load of wood.
Okay. okay, if there's a log that had fallen across the road or something, you might see that and tie a rope on it and do what to it?
Oh, snaking it out of the way.
Okay. What else can you say about that? I mean,
snake or drag it on.
Oh, okay. And if you did it yesterday, you might say, I
snaked the log out yesterday.
Or using drag?
I did. Dragged it out yesterday.
Okay. And if you had done it several times, you might say, I have.
I have dragged them before.
Okay. After you plowed the ground, what do you use to break up the ground even finer?
A hammer.
Alright. Are there different kinds of?
That's a, there's a cutaway, drag, spike tooth, several different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it that on the wagon that the wheels fit onto?
Axle.
All right. What do you call the X-shaped frame, you know, that you lay woods across, log across to cut it?
A horse.
Uh-huh, okay. What would you call the A-shaped frame that you lay a piece of plywood across and cut it?
Well, I still call them a horse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You ever call the X frame a sawbuck?
No, I never heard it called that. I have heard it called that too, but I never did.
Okay.
Or it's called a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that would be for round wood, and the other would be for flat wood.
Okay. When you straighten your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
All right. If you had a brush, you might say, I'm going to
brush my hair.
All right. What is it that you use to sharpen a straight razor on?
A strap.
Mm-hmm. What were those straps usually made from?
That was put the finishing edge on the razor. The horn was to start it off. You know, when you have a real dull edge, and that was to take the worst part off, and then the strap was to finish it, edge, put it to a final edge.
Yeah. Did you ever have any run-ins with the razor strap?
Not present, but I've heard them being used. Now I'm with a peach tree switch.
Something other than sharpening that up.
Yeah, me too.